Welcome back. We continue our monthly spotlight on the different people and programs and classes available at Quincy College. And today we're featuring the newest four-year bachelor's degree program in psychology at Quincy College with Professor Ken Texera and student Melissa Alphonse. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us. This is great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to learning, first of all, Ken, about this new program, and second of all, Melissa, certainly about your story in the program and how you got to be there. This is really, it's Ken, it's amazing how quickly things have advanced at the college, right? It was, I think, the fall, late fall 2021, that the first four-year program, business management. Soon after that, you know, about a week, about a year ago, computer science. And now here we are.
Now psychology. And the process has been amazing. It's a well-honed one now. It was lucky to be number three.
Yeah.
And it was chosen psych because it's such a popular program. And we have great infrastructure and faculty in the program. So it was just the next logical step to support people and, you know, Quincy residents and our little campus in Plymouth, and we're also online to create a four-year program for people.
Yeah, so there already has already been an existing psychology program at Quincy College?
Yep, we've always had psych, and as long as I've been, 15 years and over, and yeah, it's a really popular program. It was an associate's, but now you can stay and have all the cost savings and convenience of Quincy College, but have a bachelor's program in psychology.
Which is what Melissa is doing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But if you can talk a little bit about the extraordinary effort that it took to get this program, all the approvals and accreditations
Absolutely.
That it needed.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a journeyman's work. And thank you to Survey Yatton and President DeCristofaro and the whole team, my boss and Kellogg, our new faculty member in psychology. We're actually looking right now for a person in cognitive science, just to make sure that we're as cutting edge as we possibly can be, so we'll have a neuroscience track within the psych program too. But yeah, it was a lot of work, and it was a team effort from the whole school, curriculum committees, and then it's been approved, so it's an accredited program within a year's time. So we're really proud of the effort that we put in.
Yeah, what does accredited mean?
So accredited means that any credits that you get here will transfer anywhere.
Okay.
So we're 100% legitimate in the eyes of the accrediting bodies.
Though. Right, yeah. Now, did you have to bring on additional staff?
Yep, we hired a new person and we're going to get another person. And then we're always looking for great people to teach part-time also. So
okay.
We have a great cast of characters in a psych program.
Okay. So from what I understand, the associates program has been quite popular?
Very popular.
Really?
It's probably top three, top
really?
Four or five, you know, within the liberal arts and then overall in the school.
Yeah.
A lot of people like psychology, and you don't have to be a psychologist if you have a psych degree. So it's an attractive program for people going into business. Mm. Some people want to up their skills and they're working maybe in a big box store, but that just having a degree will allow them to make more money and move into management, more the corporate side. So there's tons of flexibility with a program like that.
So what does the curriculum look like for somebody who is majoring in psychology?
So really exciting, and I was a big part of helping and develop this. We have pillars, so you can specialize within psychology and use it any way you want. So we have a research track, so you can, you know, do research. We actually have a business certificate, so if you want to do I.O. or get into human resources or look
I.O.
Industrial Organizational
Thank
Psychology.
You.
Sorry. I am full of the acronyms.
That's right. I'm here to dispel them.
Excellent. And we also have, you could be, you know, traditional clinical route, diversity, equity, and inclusion for multicultural studies. And then we also have, we're going to have cognitive neuroscience, which is brand new. And so we'll have a cognitive class and then social. So like looking at social things and groups and organizations. So.
Okay. And the student chooses what track they want to follow?
So there's five pillars and they take one of each. So they have to get a little bit of all of it.
Okay.
But then they can specialize how they want in their degree.
Okay. All right. And once they have that degree, what can they do with it, Ken? You know,
so,
where can that lead them?
You know, the traditional old model would be go to graduate school and, you know, get that degree and become a therapist or something like that, obviously teaching. But I find more people are working kind of in a gig economy as social workers. I have people working in prisons, working with incarcerated veterans.
Okay.
So you can really take that skill set, and everyone likes people who can work with people and understand people.
Yeah.
So it's very transferable to sales and getting right into the workforce.
Sure. We know we've heard a lot about the mental health crisis as a result of the pandemic. So do you foresee a need in this field going forward?
Yeah, and there's a lot of changes in the field. They're streamlining the process and helping people get licensure so that they can work and as effective counselors. So this is something that we're really excited to. I really want to create an army of healers or researchers or scientists. Mm-hmm. But it's a program, like Melissa will say, that you can kind of do what you want with it and get those skills.
Yeah, transferable skills, they call them, right? Soft skills.
Soft skills,
that you develop, yeah. Has the remote work infiltrated the field of psychology.
Everything we build now, we build as assuming it's going online first.
Really?
And okay. So that helps, one, because we have a great team working with us to create really cutting-edge, beautiful, slick online coursework.
Sure.
And challenging different kind of assignments and such. And then we have in-classes opportunities, too. Mm-hmm. So you can take a couple classes online if you want. You can take it all online if you want. And then you can have in-person classes, too, because everyone likes something different. And, you know, every learner's different. So we really try to give people what they need to be successful.
Yeah. Has it also changed the way psychologists do their job?
Absolutely. Yeah. Telehealth is massive.
Yes.
And I love it because it's lowered the boundaries of a lot of people that might be nervous to go into a hospital and or, you know, a clinical setting.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do it right from their truck, car, living room.
Right.
And get support. So telehealth is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it being recognized by, you know, quote unquote, the bigger learning institutions?
Absolutely.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And I think one thing beautiful about Quincy College is we're small enough and tactical enough to really respond to different changes. So we can have an asymmetrical impact and really support.
Right, exactly. Melissa, I want to hear about your story. First of all, how long have you been a student at Quincy College?
I just finished my first semester.
Oh, so you're relatively new. Okay.
Yes.
How did you come to attend classes at Quincy College?
So at first I went to a HBCU in Maryland and I was doing nursing.
Okay,
HBCU, Historically Black College or University.
In Maryland?
Yeah, in Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah. And I loved it. It was great. But due to like financial aid issues, I had to come home. And I came home, went to another community college, and the support system wasn't as great.
Hmm.
So it kind of discouraged me from doing nursing or any college at all. And then COVID hit, which made that even worse. But after like I found my groove again, I discovered that psychology was definitely the route that I wanted to go to. And coming to Quincy College, I have a best friend that goes here. And just all the support I've gotten from the faculty, Ken, everyone literally has encouraged me more and more every day to stay in the psychology.
Okay, so you started out in the associate's program.
Yes.
And then when you found out, oh, they're offering a bachelor's program.
I was all aboard.
There was no
yes or no. Yeah, it was all set for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you grow up in the area?
I grew up in Randolph, actually.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
Public schools?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went to Blue Hills for high school.
Okay. Initially thinking, because they have a nursing program.
I didn't do the nursing program.
Really?
Over there. No, I did culinary.
Oh, you did the culinary?
Yeah.
So you really were trying to find your way, it sounds like.
So it was a little competitive to get into nursing at
Blue Hills. Yes, yeah.
But I have a lot of like culinary people in my family too.
Okay.
So it didn't matter to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you think that you know, the psychology roots may lead you back to nursing at some point?
No.
No.
No. Okay. I feel like for me it's more me.
You found your path.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So what's the experience been like so far in the 4-year program?
So I was like, so, you know, I finished my first semester, finished off with great grades and everything.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's excellent.
And honestly, I'm just excited to see what's next. Like, and I've been I've been introduced to the neuro side of psychology. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I want to go down that route.
Okay.
So as the years go by.
So master's, perhaps?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so what is neuroscience?
Neuro is like, it's basically the study of like the nervous system and your mind and seeing like what things cause things, you know, not what things, but what cause certain, not behaviors, but like why certain problems, you know, connect.
Manifest themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is still a bit of a medical twinge to what you're
like, I still
want
to go that route, but I believe that.
In a different route.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. What do you see yourself doing, you know, with your degree in the long term?
Honestly, I would like to open my own like own practice, own firm or anything. But if I could be in the hospital, like in the head of the department and stuff like that, I would definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that you said head of the department.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely. Head.
Right to the top.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, there is that desire, I guess, as a nurse. Nurses inherently, I think, can desire to help people.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're not doing it medically, you're doing it with mental health counseling, which I know is being seen now as much more mainstream, especially like in emergency rooms. There are mental health counselors right in emergency rooms now.
Yeah.
It's the stigma is being lifted, I think,
yeah.
you know, from folks who are
sure.
experiencing mental health issues. And, you know, proof with a young person like Melissa here willing to dedicate her life to that, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that in other students as well?
One thing, and I see this, the great, some people called it the resignation, but I find it the great empowerment of people trying to really find meaningful work after COVID.
Yes.
And so a lot of people career changing.
Yes.
And having a general wanting to help, but a lot of people that go into nursing, because that is the kind of what people think of first as
right.
far as a helping field,
yeah.
then they say, you know what, maybe I want to do psych nursing, or I want to do psychology, or study the brain, or do counseling,
yeah.
or therapy. Or, you know, and one thing that's huge, especially in Boston, is we have so many research opportunities working
sure.
with folks in cancer care, or doing clinical trial work. So we always want to have a good foundation of research and methodology too, so people can think like a scientist and then bring that to where they want to go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Really narrow it down, right? Hyper focused on,
sure.
on a specialty within
yeah.
your field.
And the further you go, the more specialized you become, you
yes.
know, so.
Yes. Yeah. At the college itself, going forward, do you see other programs, other baccalaureate programs in this field? Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, there's probably some other helping fields that are on the horizon.
Okay.
So,
all right.
like, I'm allowed to say that. but absolutely. And then, you know, we have so much support for law enforcement, and
mm-hmm.
we do a lot of work with criminal justice folks. We're supporting nurses all the time.
Of course.
So we're a hub that everyone will get a little bit of psychology. And then I'm lucky that a lot of people want to stay, you know, because it is a warm program, and I think they get a lot of value for their money.
Yeah, not only that, but they stay and come back and teach, right?
Yeah, we've had
a
lot of people coming back working for the school. We'd love to see, you know, our bright, shining students and be able to grab them first.
Yes,
so we
yes.
have, you know,
yes,
like
yeah.
we better take them before somebody
yeah.
steals them, you know.
Do you envision yourself teaching one day, Melissa?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, with the way everything's been going for me,
yeah.
I could end up teaching. But
okay.
At least right now,
a little on the side, maybe?
Yeah, a little something,
right?
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just finishing up your first semester.
Yes.
So what were some of your favorite classes?
Obviously, psychology.
Good answer.
Thank you. I'll keep my job another year.
what track are you following of the five pillars that Ken mentioned?
So I believe neuro's part
yeah,
of it.
Okay.
So
cognitive and neurology,
yeah.
sure.
Okay. Other favorite?
Any part of psychology would be a fit for me, I
yeah.
would believe. In maybe behavioral, like focus specifically on behavioral would
okay.
be another one, but I think more towards neuro.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you have your classes planned for the next semester?
Yep, already signed up and everything.
Okay, tell us what they're going to be.
So I have biology, state in law, state government,
uh-huh.
and then just another math class in English.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
all right. So full-time in person, or you're doing
yes, full-time in person.
Full-time in person. Do you prefer mm-hmm. that?
Yes, because you know, I wouldn't have met Ken.
Well, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. Yeah.
And, like, I feel like it's, you build a relationship with your professor.
Yeah.
And I'm very heavy on, like, if you can, like, teach me in a way that I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have that relationship there and be able to see and ask questions on hand.
Yes.
I don't really like the
remote.
Remote thing, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure it was a challenge, Ken, for you as a professor to do what that went in the first days of the pandemic, to teach remotely.
We've been lucky in that we've had a lot of online programming, so
okay.
some of it transferred pretty easily.
Okay.
But the jarring, just the suddenness of it. Remember, because
okay.
it was like, hey, it's only going to be a couple weeks, so we'll get back to class maybe,
yes.
and
well,
then
right,
it wasn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, we pivoted and we rose to the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened during the pandemic is it forced all faculty to really optimize our online. And thanks for Dr. D and her wonderful work in creating the online and directing online
mm-hmm.
activity. And then there's instructional designers to help us. So a lot of the content that we already have, it's just translating into an online format.
Right.
It
yeah.
does take a special kind of discipline, though.
I would think.
So
yeah.
students really need, for me personally, when I started doing online and even over the pandemic, I would bring my laptop to like a coffee shop
mm-hmm.
or somewhere and pretend I was going to class
yeah.
and set up 2 hours, I'm in class,
the
do
physical
that.
Act of going to a different location. Right,
yeah, and
important.
Making that,
yeah.
and that helped keep me on schedule.
Yes,
like, okay,
yeah,
this
time
is the,
management.
Yes, the
yeah.
other thing I need to do, so.
Yeah. So Melissa, for peers in your age group that are considering following the field of psychology, what would be your advice to them?
Find people that believe in you
mm.
and surround yourself with people that believe in you, because that helps a lot.
Really?
Yeah. So having a good support system and just keep going. You never know where you'll land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great to learn your story, and I wish you the very best in the future.
Thank you so much.
So, and Ken, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you for having us. This is great.
Thanks for highlighting the program, and you know, we'll have the college president back to talk about the next four-year program.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I can't steal any shine.
That's right, exactly. Thanks again.
Thanks again.
You are very welcome.